Good morning, everybody. Today is May 20th, 2025. It is 10 a.m. This is for a special meeting. Sir, will you open us in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We just ask you to watch over those that have been affected by the storm so far this week, Lord. Lord, just be with this township, watch over it, and give us the mind's eye to do what you'll have done in the township. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you?
Yes, sir. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, if I can have a roll call when ready.
Mr. Reeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blemmons?
Yes.
Okay, the first thing on the agenda is a resolution, sir, for the SQL service upgrade. I'll let you take it from there.
Yes, sir. Thank you. With the board's approval, I have resolution 2025-072. It's a resolution approving the purchase of an ATS SQL replacement for the fire department computer system. And be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes the purchase of an HP Z2 G9 workstation at a cost not to exceed $2,100, and I have the exhibit attached with the cost. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees authorizes the installation of a new computer system at an expense not to exceed $2,000, and again, that invoice is attached as Exhibit B. And then all formal actions of this board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force, effective immediately upon its adoption.
If there's no further question in said resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I have questions, but I'll second it so it's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
This is a computer for the dispatching part of it?
No, it's, so see that red blinking light right there?
Yeah.
That is a server that contains all the run reports from like 13 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And because that software ran differently than normal software, we have to have that special server to store it and then be able to access it differently than, I guess, an SQL server different from a regular one. So that server's bad, but we still have to maintain access to all those run reports. So this just upgrades it, makes it streamlined. Hopefully it'll last.
And you had this in your budget, or do we have to move money around?
No. I'll just take it out of my budget.
So
okay.
I didn't plan for it, but in small tools.
You can find it in the budget for it.
So okay. The unit itself is good, it's just the software?
No, the server's bad.
This is what he talked about at Thursday's meeting.
But I mean, I'm looking at it, so that is a server, the whole unit.
Yep.
Okay. Because when you use that blinking light, it almost looks like a computer.
It tells you it's a server.
Right.
Yeah, but it's pretty much the same thing.
So, any other questions?
Yes.
Hearing none, sir, I'd ask for a roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
And next on here, sir, we have signatures of the January 25th and February, January of 2025 and February of 2025 bank reconciliations of it. So do you want to...
You have signed those. I just need a motion to approve that.
Okay. So if there's no further questions, if everyone's had a chance to see it, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
I thought you wanted to read it. Having a second, I will ask for a roll call.
Now this is the resolution regarding...
The bank statements was what we looked at earlier.
Yeah. But he was like this, and I was going to sign it.
Oh.
And you, and I thought, okay, before I sign, here, go ahead and read it. I didn't know what it was.
Okay. Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay.
This is for the resolution we just passed.
Yeah, the computer.
Yep. Okay, next we have, we're moving into executive session per section code 121 dot.
Question.
Yes, sir.
So before we go into there, am I allowed to
yep.
say something?
Yes, you are.
So this is more of a less, want to go back to the meeting we had a week ago today.
Okay.
So I checked yesterday and the statement was not made on the recording. It was made after the recording was shut off. So I'm going to ask you, Bob, do you remember coming in the room last Tuesday and that when everything was said and done, you stood over there and you told us, you made the statement, you said, talk about being disrespected. And then you explained to us about how you and Byron had put your life. I'm trying to make sure you recall the conversation.
Yes.
You do recall it?
For sure.
So was the statement, talk about disrespect, was that pointed at me?
No, I think it was at the board as a whole.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with our conversation. That had to do with one of your firemen.
No.
Correct?
No.
Okay, so my question to you is, so there's a line, but so disrespect. So if you're asked to do a job and you don't do it, that could be disrespect or it could just be insubordination, correct?
Okay.
Do you agree?
Maybe.
Okay. So were you or were you not asked to give us updates when the firehouses were down?
I was, yes.
And you stood at the podium last Thursday when I asked you the question, and you basically said, I just didn't do it. Did you say that?
I did.
Any reason why you just didn't do it?
No, it just wasn't on my radar at that moment. We were dealing with the failure of the levee. My mind was elsewhere, so it just slipped my mind.
And the reason we're asking you for that is because we are getting calls from people.
No, I totally understand. It's a total lapse, and it's my fault 100%.
Okay.
I take full responsibility. It will not happen again.
And then, so you noticed, and I know you noticed, because yesterday morning, you texted me before I could text you. So what I started doing, so everybody's on board here, you said that last Thursday. So on Friday morning, I started texting you, asking you at 7 o'clock in the morning if the houses were open. Mm-hmm. And I did it just between you and I. Mm-hmm. And then you texted back and said to me, I responded to you on the, well, I'm going to call it a round robin for like, I don't know all the terminology as shit.
Sure.
So I texted back to you and say, okay, if that's the way you want to do it, fine. Since then till today, I have texted you every morning and asked you if the houses are open or not. So I'm assuming from here forward, you're going to let us know?
I texted each morning in that group text. The last two mornings, I texted before you texted me.
Oh, I didn't get it.
I didn't get nothing.
I did.
I'm happy to show you my phone.
Oh, it's in that group text with everybody.
Let me just take one.
Right here, Steve, Mike, John, Jim.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, well, let's just take a look.
6:56, and then yours went through at 7 o'clock.
What day was that?
Okay.
That was today.
No, so
today.
All I'm trying,
today and today.
If I've got it, I've got it, but all I'm trying to do is find out, if you're going to do it, I'm not going to worry about doing it anymore, and that's my question. Are you going to let us know?
Today? Absolutely.
Yeah. I have nothing today.
Yeah, right here. You're on the thread.
Okay, maybe it'll come in. So I want to make a quick comment just so that you mentioned something that it may be a round robin. Absolutely no, not a round robin. The reason I'm saying this is because if someone is listening to this, they're going to say Mr. Burns was doing a round robin. A round robin is a way to get around a meeting where you call me, I call him, and then someone. So nowhere, shape, or form was that a round robin where you two had conversations. That is a good trustee having communication with the chief.
So. Duly noted.
And
so
it's a group text.
I'm good to go now.
Right.
But
no
I wanted to clear something up.
I have something I want to ask.
Okay. Of course, we're not an executive. We're
in
an open meeting.
We're in an open meeting. That's
right.
Fine.
That's why I'm this.
I want to ask this question in an open meeting because the public needs to understand. I'm going to ask each one of you gentlemen. Who spoke
Or did anyone?
Someone did. It's obvious. And to the public of what was discussed in the executive session.
I had a conversation with Brenda.
Thank you, sir, for being honest.
You're welcome.
Because the next step will be the Attorney General's office.
Okay.
What conversation did you have?
She asked me about the meeting, and I gave her a very general overview.
Do you realize executive sessions is amongst these people in here right now? When it's an executive session, it's for the people in that meeting, not the public.
No, I was not aware of that.
Well, I think you should revise yourself on the Ohio Revised Code as being a law enforcement officer.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Anyone else? Okay. So, anyone else have questions?
I want to put it on the record that if we are getting ready to enter into an executive session, and that no one should have their phones recording or have any recordings going on at any point in time.
Time's off.
And if anybody, all of us is on the same message from someone, and so someone's having a good poke at us with the things that are going on here in the township, and I'm not happy about it because I think they may be serious about it, but they're doing it in a joking manner. They've been given the opportunity to step forward and present themselves. I would love the opportunity to have a chance to talk to them. So,
I'll go ahead. I apologize.
No, it's good. And so I just wanted to make, I'm not accusing anybody of it, and I'm happy with it. I'm happy to say that I don't think anybody's doing it, but it just needed to be said. These are difficult times, and difficult decisions have to be made. Not everybody knows what's going on in this township. And if they think it's an easy job, there's two spots open in November. Run a campaign and step up and try to become one, and then you can make the tough decisions that need to be made. So I'm done, sir.
So I just got to make a quick comment. I saw your response to the email that we all got. I chose to privately send a message to that person, inviting them to call me. In doing so, I heard nothing whatsoever. I did notice that when I commented this morning after being receiving another email in a group, I basically said what I said, and there was a response back. The person only responds back when it's in a group. The person has the opportunity to speak to each of us trustees versus just send their narrative, and I'm going to use the word narrative, isn't going to change the fact of what we have to do. What it does change is how they know so much of the information. That is what was disturbing to me, is the amount of information that they had. So I sent and copied everybody on the same email so that they could see what I said, because what this person is doing is putting doubt in this room. So I'm not accusing anybody, but it doesn't help the situation, that's for sure. But we'll leave it at that. And if there's no further questions, I'm going to move on to ask us to open up in a executive session. So moving into executive session per section code 121.22G1, to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee. I said it without stumbling that time. If I could have a second.
I will second that. I was kind of taken back, but I was second.
I always want to stumble over that. If there's no further questions, I have a second on the floor for moving into an executive session. If I could have a roll call, please.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
The time is now 10:17 approximately, and we are in executive session. It is now 12:22 as we come out of executive session with no decisions made. I would ask for a second to come out.
I will second.
And a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
It is now 12:22 approximately, and we are adjourned.